Boy, don't you just wish you could find the person who's responsible for all this hopscotching and bumping up? Well, we've got him on the phone with us from Florida, the Republican State Party Chair, Jim Greer. Jim, welcome to Day to Day.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be on.
And it's not, I guess, your personal responsibility, but what is going on with Florida? This happened back in May. You all advanced your primary to make it the first Southern primary. South Carolina was going to be that same day. But people in politics kind of think this really got bad with Florida.
Well, you know, from my perspective, Florida has always played a relevant role in the election of the presidency. However, we felt that we needed to be much more relevant in the process because our state is so large and our state is a melting pot for the nation. I mean, our residents and our voters come from all across the country. And it was our position that we needed to be more relevant and play a bigger role. And we moved the primary up to January 29th. And certainly that has happened, but because the eyes of the nation are now on Florida.
You're in politics. You must hear people complain that the presidential primary season is just too long.
Well, I think that certainly there are a lot of people that feel that. Matter of fact, sometimes I feel that. But I will tell you that what has happened here in Florida with our primary moving up is the candidates are more focused on the issues now than just raising money. And I think that that is a good thing for the voters of this state and voters for other states also. When the candidates come into their state, particularly Florida, and address the issues and not just do fundraising events and then leave the state.
Sure, but, you know, every state would feel that way. Come talk to us about the issues that that matter here. And the primary system that has evolved over the last 50 years has brought people into small-scale environments where they can meet with voters. Now, those voters are in New Hampshire and Iowa, true, not in Florida, but the system has seemed to work. People like that kind of small-scale politics. You can't really do that in a state like Florida. It's too big.
Well, I'm not sure I agree with that. I mean, the candidates are holding small events. They're meeting with people in homes as much as holding large events. And I don't think the size of the state is relevant to how close you can get to the voters. And I can tell you when the candidates come to Florida, they have a wide range of events from very small, intimate settings to large rallies. So Iowa and New Hampshire may be perceived to be a state where they can identify and meet with voters in a more intimate setting, but it's happening here in Florida, too.
Let me raise a prospect with you.
Sure.
South Carolina has now moved earlier. Are you going to talk to people in Florida about, hey, let's go?
No, we have a little different system down here. In South Carolina, the party chairman makes the decision of the date of the primary. Here in Florida, it requires an act of the legislature and concurrence by the governor. So I don't anticipate that Florida will make any attempt to move from January 29th. I think we're going to have 10 days of being very, very prominent across the nation because I believe that a candidate could potentially lose some of the other primaries that occur, New Hampshire, Iowa, maybe come in second, and then come to Florida and win on February 5th.
And your state may be even more important. Jim Greer, chair of the Florida State Republican Party, thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you.